Welcome to the Faith Lighthouse Church Message of the Week. We hope that you enjoy this teaching. For more information about this message and other resources, visit mylighthouse.church.
Well, today we're beginning a brand new series called The Bible Doesn't Say That. I've been looking forward to this series because there are many phrases, there are verses that we believe the Bible says. But when you actually dig into them, you realize that the Bible really doesn't say that. And so over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to look and see if these common phrases, statements are actually biblical. Do they have any roots in the Bible? And what does the Bible actually say about these things? There are many popular verses and phrases that you have probably heard growing up, or if you've been a part of the church any amount of time, you have probably heard some of these phrases that we're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. So I encourage you to be a part of the next couple of weeks. If you miss a Sunday, well, that's just unacceptable. You cannot miss any Sundays. You have to be here. But if you can't be here, our messages are online, our website, mylighthouse.church, and you can click on the Sermons tab or Media tab, and they'll be there for you. But it's better in person, just telling you. So I know you're on the edge of your seats. What are we going to talk about today? All right, well, how many of you have ever said this, or have heard somebody say this? And this is participation. Raise your hand. All right? You ready? All right. God won't give you more than you can handle. Heard it or said it? I'm not going to, okay. All right. So that's most of everybody in here. God won't give you more than you can handle. Is that biblical? Well, I'm done. That's it. No, it's not biblical. It's not, definitely not. But where did it come from? Where did this derive from? We've probably heard it and said it at one point or time or another, because when people are going through a difficult time, we want to comfort them. We want to, we just have to fill the air. We have to fill the space, so we say something. Well, God's not going to give you more than you can handle. Oh, I'm just going through so much. Well, he's not. The Bible doesn't say that. Where does it come from? I believe it comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. I believe where that phrase came from is some good-minded people saying, oh, okay, well, God won't give us more than we can be tempted, so that means God won't give us more than we can handle. Those are two different things. Temptation and stuff we can handle, two different things. What the Bible says is God will not give us more than we will be tempted with, as so we will not fall into the trap of sin, meaning he will give us an escape door. There will be something. If we're so tempted by something, we'll be able to find a way out. God will give us an escape path from that. But it does not say he will give us more than we can handle. So let's dig further into this. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 8. If you don't have your Bibles or on your phone, on your app, we'll have it up on the screen in just a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 8. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. So our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. To endure so that we despaired even life. Verse 9, indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but God who raises the dead. Moving on. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Father, I thank you so much again for this day. Over the next few minutes, speak to us through your word. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts, speak to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's a lot in this couple of verses here that we can unpack, and I'm going to do my best to work through this, but we see that Paul who was a great man of faith, going throughout the New World and going around the world and sharing the gospel, that he is saying that they were under an affliction, a hardship, more than they could handle. And he talked openly about it. All throughout 2 Corinthians, Paul makes a point to boast in his weakness that there is stuff that we're doing that we could not do in our human hands. Now, it's easy for us as believers to talk ourselves into thinking that having a weakness is a bad thing. That if we're weak in one area, then that means that we're a terrible person, that God doesn't love us. And that's not necessarily us, but I believe that's a lie from the enemy trying to get us to believe that if we've got a weakness or some area, or there's something that we can't get control, or we can't handle something, then that means that God doesn't love us, or we don't have enough faith, or whatever it may be. But Paul goes to great lengths saying there are many things, many areas that he cannot do on his own, that he is weak in. In reality, recognizing our own weakness is an essential part of growing in our walk with Christ. Understanding and recognizing our own weakness is an essential part of growing in our walk with Christ. We have to understand that for us to grow, we have to understand our weakness, that we are not strong in every area. There are things that we cannot do on our own. Paul leads by example by boasting in his weakness and the need for God to get him out of the tough trials that he was facing. John Piper says this: God will never give us more than we can handle. Is that biblically correct? Yes, if we mean God will never give his people trials in which he will not sustain them and bring them through to everlasting glory. Meaning, God, if we say God will never give us more than we can handle, then yes, if we say that God is not going to be with us and sustain us to the end. God will be with us and God will sustain us. God will give us more than we can handle, but he will be with us. Unfortunately, what gets in the way is pride. Pride in trusting in ourselves. Pride that we can do it all. Pride that I've got it all figured out, that I don't need anything else. I don't need anybody else's help, and God, I don't even need your help on that. Now, I don't believe that anybody wakes up in their day and say, God, I don't need you today. I got it all figured out. I don't believe, I haven't woken up that way, but I know I can look back at the course of my day, and I see time and time again where through my actions, I said, God, I don't need you there. God, I don't need you there. God, I don't need you there. God, I didn't need you there. What was I doing? I need you all day, every day, but my actions didn't reflect that. Because pride gets in the way. Pride says, I can do it all. I don't need anybody else's help. The trials and hardships that come our way can be too much for us to handle, but nothing, absolutely nothing, is too big for God. When we go through these difficult times and situations, we understand that we have to get out of the way and trust God. There are times in life that we are going to face difficult challenges, and you're probably here today going, yeah, I'm going through one right now, or I've been through my fair share of difficult times. And I reflect back on my life and going, there were things that I went through that as a pastor, as a father, as a husband, all those things that I've tried to do on my own, but I realize I cannot do this on my own. A year and a half ago, when I became the pastor of the church, and one of the things I realized was real quick, God, I need you in this, because if I try to do it myself, this is not going to work. It was very easy for me to say, well, God, I'll just do it by myself and I'll figure it out and you can just tag along. And I realized that's not going to happen. That is not an equation for a church growth and to be successful. There are things that I cannot do. God, I'm going to have to trust you no matter how difficult. It's difficult when you walk into a situation and being as transparent as possibly can be, when you walk in and you realize, man, we're just barely eking by paying bills every month. So God, what can I do to get us more money as a church so we can pay bills and we can do things? I couldn't do it. I had to trust in God. And if you were here last week at the annual, or 2 weeks ago, the annual business meeting, you saw how God has provided, and not because of my hands, but because of his provision. We have to get out of the way and say, God, I'm trusting in you. We have to take down our pride and say, God, I am not going to be able to figure this out. I've got to trust in you. Grace is all sufficient, and our weakness is precisely the opportunity for his power to be displayed. Let me say that again. God's grace is all sufficient, and our weakness is precisely the opportunity for his power to be displayed. in our weakness, God is able to display his greatness. That if we were able to do everything on our own, then we would have no need for God. So when we go through trials and we go through difficulties, we have to step back and say, God, I can't do this. It's on you. God, I can't handle this. It's on you. And that's a perfect opportunity for him to step in and for his power to be on display. God, you did that. You are the one who took control. That we no longer rely on ourselves to get through difficult times. But how many times do we do it that we rely on ourselves? When times get tough, we go through difficulties, well, I'll take care of it. I'll figure it out, whatever the case. No, that's a perfect opportunity for us to say, God, you're in control. And let him do the heavy lifting. There are many times in our lives when we go through these difficulties, we have to learn to trust in him. It's not a lack of strength on our part, but rather God wanting us to depend on him rather than ourselves. But how many times we go to the default position and I'll take care of it, I'll do it. And then it just gets to be so much and then we feel like the world's crashing in on us. God will never give you more than you can handle is nowhere in the Bible. There are many things that we are going to experience and things that we're going to face that we alone cannot handle. But God will be there to help us and sustain us through it. There are simply some things that we can't do on our own. That's where we have to get out of the way and say, God, I'm turning over to you. You know, and as I look through this, one of the things that stands out to me is that Paul, realizing what he was facing, and again, we're reading this thousands of years removed from what happened. We're not living in the same technological age. So Paul went through this difficult trial, went through this difficult thing to the point that they thought they were going to die. How many of you ever thought you went through something that you're going to die? Like, I mean, you may have emotionally felt like you were going to die, like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but really to the point of you thought, truly, my life is going to end. That's how Paul felt, that their life was over, there was nothing more for them, that life was over. But yet, he writes about it. Paul, a great man of faith who was going, starting churches and sharing the message of gospel to wherever he possibly could, is writing this letter to the Corinthians saying, we came to the point where we thought we were going to die. We didn't know what we were going to do. He admitted it. He admitted it that they could not do it themselves. So many times we just don't admit it. We allow pride to get in the way. We allow things that I can't share with anybody that I'm going through a hard time. I have to put on the Christian face. I have to go to church and smile. Hey, how's it? Oh, everything's good. Everything's wonderful. Paul took down the wall, took down the barriers and said, guys, we thought we almost died. We didn't know what to do. That was it. He could have kept that self. He could have kept it to himself. This man of faith that people looked up to admitted that things were too tough, that they had to trust in God. I imagine as Paul, you know, he could have easily sat when he's penning this going, you know, if I write this, what are they going to think about me? If I admit that we thought that we were going to die, that this was just the end of the road, what are they going to think? Do they think that I don't have faith in God? Are they going to think that I don't believe his word? Because I know I have done that. That I have thought, well, if I share this, if I share I'm going through something that I'm going through, that what are people going to think about my faith in God? That I don't love God? That I don't trust him enough? And here he is, taking down all the walls, all the barriers, saying, yeah, we thought we were going to die. We thought that was it. We did not know the outcome. And yet he still wrote it to them, to display it was God who got us through it. We had to trust in him. He did not have to put that part in there that we thought we were going to die. He could have said, yeah, God brought us through and here we are. But he didn't. He admitted it. This was too big. This was greater than anything that we could handle. Maybe we can take a step from Paul and say, you know what? If I want to grow in my walk with God and stop just putting the barriers between me and other people and say, you know what? When I'm going through a hard time, I'm going to share that with other people. I'm going to be a human being. I'm going to show real emotions and not just go and do the church thing, but be an actual live human being who feels emotions, who goes through difficult times. There are so many people that are dying in church today, spiritually dying, because they are so afraid of what somebody is going to think about them by sharing what's going on in their lives. Then if they say, I can't handle this, well, then you must not believe in God. Then that means that you haven't been reading your Bible enough. No, it just means life sucks right now. Yes, I said sucks in church. I was under the Holy Spirit. Might have to edit that out when we put it on the website. But can we be honest and say, I am going through a hard time. I don't think I can do it. And guess what? You can't. Only God can bring you through it. I'm not saying you have to get up in front of the entire church and say, guys, I'm just going through a hard time. I can't figure out life. My marriage is heading for divorce. I don't have any money in my bank. Well, I'm not saying you have to do that. That's one extreme. The other extreme that we've gone to is we keep everything bottled up inside. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to shake everybody's hand, give them a hug. Oh, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. Man, this weather is awesome, isn't it? Yeah, it's, you know. And then we go and we get in our cars and you cry all the way home because you can't handle it. Can we bring down the walls and admit to our brothers and sisters, as Paul did, this was tough. We didn't know how we were going to make it. We had to rely on God. Admit it when we're going through difficult times. Bring down the walls and barriers and say, you know what? I've got brothers and sisters in Christ who I can trust, who I can go to, and they will pray for me. Because we see that in here, that Paul says, we coveted your prayers. You were praying with us, that your prayers were answered. We have to admit when we're going through a tough time, we don't need to just put this smile on our face. Everything's wonderful. So many times we do. The first thing we need to do is admit it. I'm going through a tough time and I can't handle it. Number two, we need to learn from our trials. When we're going through difficult times, we need to learn from them. I think sometimes when we think of our walk with God, and like we say it this way. We go through school and we understand that we have to learn. From kindergarten through high school, we have to learn. That's kind of why you go to school. And then maybe you go to college, and it's learning. Well, learning doesn't stop when we get a diploma in our hand. Learning doesn't stop when we say, I'm done with school. We're constantly learning, and God wants us to learn as we grow in our faith. He wants us to grow in maturity, and we only do that by learning. Paul goes on to talk about the trials that they faced, and he wasn't doing it just to whine and, oh, woe is me. We went through such a tough time. It was terrible. He wasn't doing it just to get pity. He was doing it because he was learning from it. Verse 9, he talks specifically about how they learned to rely on God and not themselves. Facing those challenges made them learn that they were going to be things in life that they were not going to be able to do on their own, and they had to trust God. We can rely on God to help us through our trials. And we can see the power of God on display. This is a wild scenario, but track with me. Oh, where's he going now? Let's say somebody puts a gun to your head and says, you have to do 200 push-ups or you're gone. Right there with you. Can I call my wife first? Can I tell her I love her? But what if they said, somebody can stand in your place? Somebody can stand in your place and do those 200 push-ups. All right, you can pick anybody from this room to stand in your place. Everybody's scoping everybody. Who's who? Well, I don't see it. What about you've got one lifeline? And you can call one guy. What if it's this guy? Right here. That guy. All right. Now do you feel a little bit more confident? That guy can do 200 push-ups in his sleep. All right. That guy? Yes, I'm good. On my own? Gone. That guy? We're good. That guy's power is so insignificant to the power of God, but we don't trust the power of God in our lives and our situations, and it is beyond comprehension. Paul says that it's the power of God that can raise the dead to life. That is power. That is power beyond anything we can conceive, but yet we don't trust God in those situations. We need to learn that God is in control. Maybe we're going through something to learn, wow, God, you are all powerful. It is true what your word says, that you will not leave me, that yes, I am going through a hard time, but I can trust you, that your power will be on display. God has more strength, more power, more ability than any human person. But yet, how often do we sell him short? God, you can't do that. God, you, no, it's, and we don't maybe say it that way, but again, going back to our actions, may say it. God has the power to raise the dead. And that same power is in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not just lip service. It's true. And that's why Paul was writing it. Guys, understand, we thought we were going to die, but God revealed himself to us, and there is nothing too great for him. When we face trials, difficulties, hardships, we need to see them as opportunities to learn more about God, to understand who this God is, that it's God's word coming to life. He will reveal himself to us, and we will see his power on display through the adversities that we face. The Bible does not say he will not give us more than we can handle. But it does say he will be with us through it all. He will be with us to help us. There are going to be some things that you're going to face that are going to be too difficult for you to do on your own. But if you've put your faith and your hope in God for your eternity, you can trust him in your day-to-day life. If we trust him that Jesus, that his word is true, that Jesus came to this earth, died on the cross, rose again 3 days later, and is in heaven now, and I'm putting my faith and hope and trust in that, then I can trust him with my finances. I can trust him with my relationships. I can trust him with everything else that's going on in my life. When everything seems to be crashing down on me, I can trust him through this. There is nothing too big for God to handle. There is a lot of stuff that is too big for us to handle, but there is absolutely nothing too big for God to handle. And his promise is that he will be there with us. We're all going to face difficult times. I wish I could stand up here today and tell you being a Christian is wonderful, which it is. Christianity is easy. It can be. But there are going to be difficult times. There are going to be challenges that we face. And I know there are some people that like to look at the positive side of life. But there are going to be some times when life is hard. Life doesn't make sense. And we just don't know what to do with it all and say, God, I need you right now. I cannot handle this. Admit it. I can't handle this. Perhaps he's just been waiting for you to say that. I wish I could give credit to this person who said this, and I don't know where I read it, where I heard it. But they made this statement about God. Now, there's a lot of times and a lot of misconceptions about God, but one thing they said, and it just rang true with me, that God is a gentleman, meaning that God is never going to impose himself on you. He's never going to make you do something that you don't want to do. God is never going to force himself in your life. He's just waiting for an invitation. I don't know many people who would just randomly go to somebody's house, knock on their door, and say, hey, what are we having for dinner? You got a place for me? Come on, let's eat. usually what happens is you talk with that person, you invite them over because you prepare a place for them to come over and have dinner with you, and they come in and you share a meal together. They don't impose that on you. They wait simply for the invitation. Perhaps there are things and times that you're going through in your life, and you're going, I've tried to do this all myself, and wondered, God, where are you in all this? Maybe he's there. He's just been waiting for you to say, God, I'm stepping out of the way. It's your turn. Maybe he's just waiting on the invitation. You have to humble yourself and ask him to come into your life for salvation. So when there's difficulties that we're going through and trials that we're facing, maybe God's just saying, I'm just waiting for you to invite me in. Well, God, you know about it anyway, so why do I have to tell you? He's waiting on the invitation. God, I'm stepping out of the way. I can't do this. Now I need you. Paul was a great man of faith, but he knew there were things that were beyond his control, beyond what his human hands could do, and he had to trust in God. And God showed up. So as the worship team comes back up this morning, maybe you need God to show up in your life. Maybe you have been going through a difficult time. Maybe you have heard the saying, God is never going to give you more than you can handle. Well, we just threw that out today. God is going to give us more than we can handle. But he will be there walking with us through it all. He will never leave us. We just sang about it. God will pursue us. Paul could have easily said, that's it, guys. We're done. We can't do this. We can't make our way out of this. But he didn't. He said, nope, we're going to trust in God for God's power to be on display. Maybe there's something you're going through. And you're saying, God, I can't handle this. I can't do it. And that's a perfect opportunity for God's power to be on display in your life so that you can tell somebody else, you know what? I couldn't do it. It was too much for me. But you know who came through? God did. And he's going to do the same thing for you. God has the power to raise the dead. There is nothing too big for him. Across the room, if you would stand. And allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. What's the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now? All across the room, with every head bowed, every eye closed, let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak. You may be here today in a very situation where you feel like there's no way out. There's no way out. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything with my own two hands. Just simply say, God, I invite you into my situation. I need you to come through. I need your strength. I'm going to lean into you. I've been leaning on myself for far too long. Now I'm going to lean on you. And that's all he's been waiting for, is the invitation. No matter where you are in your walk with God, no matter what your title is, sometimes those get in the way. Well, I've been in church for 30 years. I can admit when I have a hard time. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters about titles, positions, time to God. All he's saying is invite me in. So this morning, if there is anything that you are facing and you're going, God, I just can't handle it, maybe it's time to just invite him in. Maybe you've only given him a part of it. Maybe you've just held on and say, God, I'm gonna give you a part, but I'm still gonna try and do my part. But maybe he's saying, just give it all to me today. Don't hold back. Just let me be in control of it. And I'm gonna trust in you, God. I want to pray for you this morning. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're going through a hard time this morning, and you say, God, I need you in my life. I'm admitting it today. It's too big for me. I can't handle it. I need you. Just raise your hand, put it up, put it right back down. Thank you for those hands. Father, you've seen every one of those hands that were raised this morning. It took courage to raise their hand today. And I thank you, God, that they were able to do that and they were willing to do that. So many times it is hard for us even to come to that place. God, and you see where they are. You see the difficulty that they're facing. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will give them the strength that they need. That they may be at that place where, God, I just can't handle this. I can't do it anymore. Every wall is crashing down. Everywhere I turn, it's too much. I invite you into my life. I invite you into this situation. I'm giving it all over to you. And for every person that raised their hand this morning, God, I pray you would give them the strength. That you would be on display in their life. The power of the living God would be revealed in their life. That there is nothing too great for you. And may they walk out of this place knowing there is nothing too great for you. Holding on to that promise. No matter what the enemy may throw at them. No matter what lie the enemy tells them. There is nothing too big for my God. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promise. You have the power in my life. I can't do it on my own, but I know the God who can. That's the power and the authority that we walk under. May we never forget that. May we learn through these trials who you are, your true nature, your true character. A God that will never leave us and never forsake us. Strengthen us, Lord. We commit our hearts, we commit our lives to you. In the powerful name of Jesus, everyone says, amen.
Thanks for listening to the message of the week. If you've enjoyed this teaching, would you consider a gift to support the ministry of FLC? Visit mylighthouse.church/give. Faith Lighthouse Church is located at 3409 Paul Buckman Highway in Plant City, Florida. Our weekly worship services are held on Sundays at 11 a.m. We also have various life groups and programs for all ages that meet throughout the week. We'd love for you to be a part of what God is doing in Plant City.